Good morning. This is Ken Sternfeld speaking to you from the Concierge Hub Newswire Room with breaking news. Generalissimo Francisco Franco is still dead. Well, that was a catchphrase that originated in 1975 during the first season of NBC's Saturday Night Show. They actually called it that. Now it's Saturday Night Live or SNL. And it kind of mocked the week-long media reports of the impending death of Francisco Franco. It was one of the first catchphrases from the series to enter kind of into the general lexicon and wording of our world. So a little bit of the origin: the death, which occurred on November 20th, 1975, of a strong man in Spain, General Francisco Franco, Bahamonte, during the first season of NBC Saturday Night Live. So what was leading up to on slow news days, all over the network TV, newscasters sometimes noted that Franco was still alive. So it kept going on and going on. So following his demise, Chevy Chase, who was host on Saturday Night Live's comedic news segment called Weekend Update, announced that Francisco Franco's death, and he read a quotation from Richard Nixon that said, and I quote, "General Franco was a loyal friend and ally of the United States. He earned worldwide respect for Spain through firmness and fairness." As an ironic counterpoint to this, a picture was displayed behind Chevy Chase that showed Franco giving, you know, kind of the Roman salute along next to Adolf Hitler. Now, we're not going to get into the politics of it, but in subsequent weeks, Chase developed this joke. And he put it into the parody early in every news coverage on every Saturday Night Live show about Francisco Franco's illness and then treated by his death and made that the top story. "This is breaking news just in," he would announce. "Generalissimo, Francisco Franco is still dead." Well, occasionally Chase would change the wording slightly in attempts to keep the joke fresh, like he'd do, "Generalissimo Francisco Franco is still valiantly holding on to his fight to remain dead." You know, the joke was sometimes combined with another running gag he did with Garrett Morris. And he would say, "Head of the New York School for a Hard of Hearing," he would cup his hands and he would like put them around his mouth and shout the news as Chevy Chase was reading it. And this gag ran until the early, 1977. And there were occasional callbacks, and I had a callback of it just last week when I was watching Time Life, kind of the best 35 years or segments of Saturday Night Live. And it was just hysterical to think back on some of those events. Well, the breaking news today in the Newswire Room is that our president, Donald Trump, is still playing golf. And that's kind of a very... not funny, but kind of a parody on what really is going on in our world, as millions of Americans today come off unemployment and drop into under the poverty level. Millions, 10 million plus, 20 million, I don't even know what the numbers are. And people are waiting for stimulus checks. Again, the newsroom, sponsored by Newswire, will not be politically motivated, but the President Donald Trump is still playing golf just kind of resonates with me when I think about Generalissimo Francisco Franco still being dead. So let's hope that the breaking news is more than just Donald Trump, broke par on the back nine at Mar-a-Lago. But in fact, the breaking news can be something that our country needs, is that a stimulus pack and the CARES for small business and taking care of all of the things that must be dealt with to deal with this pandemic are addressed by the leader of the free world and someone who right now is just not getting it. And what can I say? So this is Ken Sternfeld speaking to you from the Concierge Hub Newswire Room with that breaking news. And the breaking news, again, is that we hope all of our listeners had a wonderful Christmas and are moving forward to the next few days of relaxation, perhaps with family and friends in a socially distant but loving environment. Have a wonderful day.